I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And it's a big, big weekend here in Washington, D.C. as a brand new Smithsonian Museum will officially open, the African American Museum. Peggy McGlone, local arts reporter for the Washington Post, joins us. As all week long there have been previews for special benefit events and for dignitaries and for critics and people who give reviews of such things. Peggy, you've been to the museum, and what's your overall reaction?
Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting weekend. This has been in the works for a long time. We've all been waiting a long time. I can't wait to see it with visitors inside.
Have you not previewed it yet?
I've been inside, but not with the general public.
I see. So let me ask you this. You know, it seems, you know, whenever this is how I judge a museum here in town. If you've got a friend in town who's only got a couple of hours and they got to hit a museum, okay, well, you got to, if you go to Air and Space, make sure you see the lunar lander. If you go to American History, make sure you see Dorothy's slippers. What are like the one or two must-see things at this museum?
Yeah, you know, it's almost like there's two museums here, because in the history galleries there are things that you want to see, like Emmett Till's casket, or Mary. So, and then upstairs there's like Marian Anderson's outfit that she wore to sing at the Lincoln Memorial. So it's like there's some great stuff: Chuck Berry's Cadillac, Public Enemy's boombox, and then there's also some, like, you know, some really serious things, some things related to slavery and segregation.
Yeah. I mean, is it a good mixture of those kind of things?
You know, it's wonderful. The museum wants visitors to go downstairs first, if possible, and that's where the history starts. And then you come up through segregation and through 1968, and then there's this lovely room that they're calling the contemplative court, where it sort of gives people a bit of a respite. And then when you come out from there, you can head upstairs, and that's where all the fun is. So it's really beautifully designed.
Yeah, and the building itself is, you got to admit, an unusual design building. And a lot of people, it's been sort of controversial. Some people like it, some people don't like it. But does it work as a museum?
Oh, I think it's definitely going to go right to the top for visitors coming into town. I think this is going to be the must-see place. You know, whether it eclipses Air and Space in numbers of visitors is just, you know, a different question. But I definitely think people are going to want to go and want to see and are going to really enjoy it.
You know, the history of African Americans in the United States of America, let's face it, is not a happy story necessarily. There's a whole lot of strife and a whole lot of heartache and a whole lot of outrage associated, sadly, with the history of African Americans in our country. Does the museum come off more maudlin, a little bit more, you know what I mean? Or is it a joyous experience?
Well, I think Lonnie Bunch has said, Lonnie Bunch is the founding director. He's been working on this, since 2005. And I think his point is that, you know, there's things you must learn and things you must deal with, but that this isn't a bummer. Mm. There's violence and there's shame, but there's also resilience and survival. So I think the museum's their mission has been to, you know, recognize and heal and celebrate.
Well, and healing.
So they're trying to balance all of those.
Healing, what a wonderful thought that is, given what we've been going through in this country of recent days. I mean, I guess with the grand opening, you can't help but notice that, you know, race is still an issue in this country. Do you have any sense that they're going to do anything that will sort of make a nod to the fact that, you know, the racial strife continues even this week?
You know, I mean, the thing about museums, and they'll be the curators will be the first to tell you this, when you open it, I mean, these exhibits were planned, you know, as of a year ago. So when you open, you're already in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They have items in their exhibits about Black Lives Matter, and they will have public programs that will deal with these issues. I think while you might not see a lot of it on display, it will, you know, the museum is going to take a forward-looking stance, and I think they will try to address. I wouldn't be surprised this weekend, in tomorrow morning's dedication, that something, you know, with all the different speeches, that we will hear something about how important it is, and this, as you say, sort of especially at this time.
Our guest is Peggy McGlone. She's the D.C. area arts reporter for the Washington Post, and we're talking about the grand opening this weekend of the African American Museum. You know, when I brought my kids to the American History Museum, one of the highlights was sitting at the lunch counter from the, North Carolina, where blacks were told that they can't sit at that lunch counter. And it was a very moving experience to actually see that actual lunch counter and have my children, who are of mixed race, to experience that and hear the lecture and the whole interaction. But again, that was at the American History Museum. That, I guess what I'm driving at here is that's part of our global American history. Why do we need a separate museum that just focuses on African-American history when I believe the African-American experience is part of all of our history as Americans?
Right. Well, I would say that that's the very argument that Lonnie Bunch makes, that this is not exclusive but inclusive, that they're emphasizing African-American history as part of American history, and that what they're trying to do is use the African-American experience as a lens to look at the greater American experience. And I would say their argument is that they're putting a spotlight on things that haven't been discussed or haven't been celebrated to the extent that they should.
Do you think they succeed?
I think people will find stories there that they didn't know. As I've been covering this, you know, extensively over the last year, I've learned lots of little stories that I feel like I should have known.
Do you think they succeed though in that narrative in making that connection that this is all of our story?
Yes. Oh, even when you look at one of the curators, Mary Elliott, we were talking with her a couple weeks ago. They're in the slavery section downstairs. There's a bill of sale, and so on the bill of sale are not only the enslaved people that are being sold, but also the buyers and the sellers. And she makes a point of saying, so every, you know, who's participating here, and how much of this is all of us. And I think that's their cause.
Aside from the history and the wonderful artifacts that will be on display and the things that you can learn. I noticed yesterday I saw a story about the restaurants there are pretty good as well.
You know, they're following the path of the American Indian Museum, which has a very celebrated restaurant, and trying to make that part, you know, a reason to come, and also not just for some food or a break, but also to continue the exhibition by learning about African-American cuisine. So supposedly it's going to be pretty great.
All right.
I have no expertise on that.
All right. We'll have to get the food critic in on that one.
Yes, we will.
Peggy McClone, thanks so much
for joining us
again. That's Peggy McClone. She's the D.C. area arts reporter for the Washington Post. And it really is a big weekend. We all Washingtonians should take pride in this. I can't wait to get down there.
Yeah.